Good morning, boys and girls. I'm going to be reading a read-aloud in the next several days, a couple of chapters each day. I would like you to listen to the read-aloud, and when I'm finished, I will assign a few questions to see how well you can recall some of the details that I've read about. So the story is called Snow Monsters Do Drink Hot Chocolate. Chapter 1. Chapter 1 is called Flipped Out. "That is so cool," Howie said. "Wow," Melody put down her sled to watch. "Look at that," added Lisa. The four kids were heading up Dead Man Hill. All around them, kids were sledding. A few kids, like Eddie, used snowboards, but Melody, Howie, Liza, and Eddie weren't looking at a kid. They were watching a grown-up on a snowboard. Zoom! The grown-up sped down the hill. Swish! His snowboard left the ground. Whoosh! He flipped through the air. "That guy should be on TV," Melody said. Eddie hugged his snowboard. "I want to do that." Liza shook her head. "You could get hurt. Those tricks are too dangerous." "I won't get hurt. I'm going to get him to teach me how to do a flip," Eddie said. But before he could race over, Howie grabbed Eddie's scarf. Howie shook his head. "Be careful. That guy has probably practiced for years and years." "Now look what you've done," Eddie snapped. "All your talking made me miss my chance. He's leaving." The kids watched as the snowboarder took off his hat and goggles. His long white hair was covered with snowflakes. Snow fell over his face and shoulders. "It's about time he went home," Melody said. "It looks like he's been here all day." Howie nodded. "There's so much snow on him, he looks like a snowman," he said. "I'm sorry you didn't get to talk to him," Liza said, and patted Eddie on the back. Eddie pulled away from his friends. "Maybe it's not too late. I can still catch him," he cried. "Wait," Melody called. But Eddie never liked to wait. Chapter 2, Snow Monster. Eddie took off as fast as he could, but he forgot one thing, the snow. His boots slipped. "Ah!" he screamed. He teetered. He tottered. His feet went one way. Swoosh! The rest of him went the other way. Wham! Eddie landed on his back and slid down the hill. "Help!" Eddie screamed. Down, 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 Eddie rolled. By the time he reached the bottom of the hill, snow covered the top of his head. Snow stuck to his mittens, coat, and boots. Eddie's friends sledded down the hill to join him. "Eddie, you look like a snowman," Lisa told him.
"More like an abdominal snowman," Melody said with a giggle.
"Or a snow monster," Howie added.
Very funny, Eddie shivered.
"You're freezing," Liza said, as she helped him up. "We need to warm you up, fast."
"I know just the thing," Eddie said.
"Hot chocolate."
"Great idea," said Liza. "Let's see if your grandmother will take us to Burger Doodle."
"I need chocolate," Eddie said to his grandmother as he opened the door to her van. "Hot chocolate and fast." He plopped onto the back seat. Melody, Liza, and Howie tumbled in after their friend. Snow dripped off Eddie's nose, hair, and mittens. "Eddie doesn't look like a snow monster now," Liza said. Melody shook her head. "He looks like a drowned rat."
His friends giggled as Eddie's grandmother headed down the street to Burger Doodle. As soon as they pulled into a parking space, Eddie was out of his seat. He crawled over Howie and out the door of the van. His three friends hurried to catch up. "Hot chocolate," Eddie chanted. "Must have hot chocolate." Eddie ran straight to the door without watching where he was going. Bam! He slammed into something big and white. And that is the end of chapter 2.